Hallelujah. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. An angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. The older virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Gospel of the Lord. Annually, the Society of Jesus has one feast after Easter in honor of Mary, Mother of the Society of Jesus. We may wonder why, first of all, such a title, and then even a special feast, for many reasons. St. Ignatius attributed his conversion to Our Lady. Then, in the first spiritual exercise which he made for almost a year after his conversion, Our Lady is the theme of those spiritual exercises. Ignatius assumed that except for her, there would not be a Society of Jesus. Over the years, he had many mystical experiences. Most of them were from Our Lady. So much so, he decided to call the society he was founding the Society of Mary. A lady appeared to him. Don't you dare. Society of Jesus, not of Mary. Yes, he said. He was obedient. However, most fundamentally, what St. Ignatius was convinced of, the Society of Jesus will do the work of Mary's Son on only one condition, that we members of the Society will follow Mary's example. And the virtues that Ignatius especially concentrated on, and from the first days of my novitiate, I was told, imitate Mary's faith, Mary's humility, and Mary's use of the gifts that God gave you. Mary's faith, unlike her divine son, Mary had to believe Jesus, being the living God, did not have to believe. He saw, being united, as we say hypostatically, the divinity and the humanity in Christ. Christ did not have to believe. Mary did. And her faith was mightily tested. To believe that for 9 months she was carrying her Creator in her womb. What faith that took. To believe that with the opposition that he experienced, that's the way it is. to believe. When she stood under the cross with that bleeding person, the divine person bleeding, would rise from the dead. Mary's humility. That's why there could be only one, you might say, hallelujah verse. Mary considered herself handmaid, servant of the Lord. But, and this is again St. Ignatius, never deny the gift you've got. Never. But keep in mind, they are gifts. They are not yours to use according to your will. Use them. Exhaust them. Always according to the will of Mary's Son. Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us your mother as our mother. But you know how weak we are. Deepen our faith, strengthen our humility, and give us the courage with deep humility to exhaust the gifts you've given us for your honor and the honor of your mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Following him because he saw the signs he was performing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near when Jesus looked up and caught sight of a vast crowd coming toward him. He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He knew well what he intended to do, but he asked this to test Philip's response. Philip replied, "Not even with 200 days' wages could we have loaves enough to give each of them a mouthful." One of Jesus' disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, remarked to him, "There was a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and a couple of dried fish. But what good is that for so many?" Jesus said, "Get the people to recline." Even though the men numbered about 5,000, there was plenty of grass for them to find a place on the ground. Jesus then took the loaves of bread, gave thanks, and passed them around to those reclining there. He did the same with the dried fish, as much as they wanted. When they had had enough, he told his disciples, "Gather up the crusts that are left over, so that nothing will go to waste." After this, they gathered 12 baskets full of pieces left over by those who had been fed with the 5 barley loaves. When the people saw the sign he had performed, they began to say, "This is undoubtedly the prophet who is to come into the world." At that, Jesus realized that he would come to carry him off to make him king. So he fled back to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
sustained narrative of a single event in Christ's life is what we've just read goes on for some 70 verses in the 6th chapter of John's Gospel. How our Lord works the miracle of multiplying the loaves and fishes, feeds thousands on a few pieces of bread. And then, the other half of the 6th chapter, Christ's promise of the Holy Eucharist. Eating and feeding is featured from the first book of the Bible to the end. Why did Christ work here the miracle of feeding so many people with a few fragments of bread and fish? As the rest of the chapter brings out, what Christ really came into the world to do was to feed us with the only thing that can nourish the human spirit. What is that? The truth. The world is starving for the truth. America is a starving nation. Dying, I mean this every syllable, dying, starving for the truth. And what is it being fed? Thousands of pages of print. Thousands of hours of radio and television. Some 30,000 books, new titles, published in America every year. And with rare exception, they are lies. That's spelled L-I-E-S. If there is one thing that we thank God, there are people, dare I say, like yourselves. There is one duty we have, and it's a grave duty, is to know the truth and then live it, so that knowing the truth and living it, we might profess, I repeat, to a nation starving for the truth who became man to feed us. Because, as the same Jesus told us, he came to give us the truth. Unless we know this truth and live it, we will die. Lord Jesus, we believe you are the living God, the true God, who became man to feed us with the truth. Give us the courage, oh dear Savior, the courage we need to live this truth in a people that believe we are strange, queer, even psychotic. Give us the courage, dear Jesus, to profess the truth. Give us the strength of martyrs to live the truth, because only the truth will make us free. Only you, dear Jesus, will save us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.